Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we're celebrating, Benedict Arnold's birthday. He was born on January 14th, 1741. And he is known here in the States as, like, one of the worst people ever. He betrayed, or tried to betray, I guess, because we still won, the United States to Great Britain during the Revolutionary War. And yeah, it's, I mean, they talk about it in National Treasure, like, a Benedict Arnold is somebody who turns their back on you and sets you up and just is and sells you out, and it's just not really a good thing. But there is a good thing about him, and the good thing is betrayal. I mean, betrayal was around way before, but he kind of put a name to it. Before him, it was, I guess, Judas was kind of the go-to name in betrayal, and still is kind of the ultimate betrayal. But we're talking Benedict Arnold. And yesterday we looked at some great betrayals in video games, and today we're going to look at some great ones in movies. Now, I will say, There's an asterisk on today's show. There are some things that we are avoiding, and that is going to be movies either based on history, so Passion of the Christ, Judas, you're out, and movies based on, well, I'm not going to say based on novels, but stuff that is predominantly novels, like The Lord of the Rings, so Sauron, or not Sauron, that's X-Men, What's-His-Face is out. But there's still plenty, plenty more. So let's just dive right into it and look at some of the best Benedict Arnold's in movies. The Matrix. The first Matrix is loved by everybody. Two and three, the jury's kind of out and people flip-flop on it. But in the first Matrix, you had Cypher, who betrays everyone and almost stops their plight and their journey at a super crucial time. And luckily, you know, they manage to overcome him and defeat him, but he gets tired of living in the rundown real world and just wants to live in the simulation, in the Matrix, and is willing to sell out and murder his compatriots on the ship and everything. And so, yeah, he's a jerk in a great way. It's one of the better parts of the movie. Alfred Molina from Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, the classic, "You throw me the idol, I throw you the whip," is a scene that sticks in cinema history. And his whole, I hate to say his whole character arc, because he's not around a whole lot in the films, but when he is, it's definitely memorable, and you get to see him some really cool moments and really neat things, and some, like I said, incredibly iconic parts of the film, so we had to mention him. We all know I'm not a big Star Wars person, but Lando Calrissian, Empire Strikes Back, dude sells out his boy Han. He makes up for it, you know, pretty quickly, and joins the Rebel Alliance and helps them out through their hard times. But his betrayal, you know, I know a lot of Star Wars fans were super shocked and surprised by it. And it, to this day, I mean, to this day, Billy Dee Williams talks about how he has to defend those choices to Star Wars fans and be like, hey, you know, I didn't write the script, it's just my character. I think arguably the biggest betrayal, I mean, we're going to talk about a lot, but maybe the biggest betrayal And I almost didn't mention this because it is kind of based on a book, but the movie is so much bigger than the books, is Vito Corleone in The Godfather Part 2. You know, that scene where Al Pacino holds him and he's like, I know it was you, Vito. You broke my heart. And kisses him. Oh, man. And, you know, he talked about, you know, you're nothing to me. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. I don't want to know what you did. I don't care. It is just rips your heart out, you know, because it's one thing to be betrayed by somebody else and your mom. It's going to happen. But for your own brother to sell you out and try to murder you, it is, man, just absolutely rough. One of the kind of the low-key betrayals, I don't mean like L-O-K-I, is Benny from Total Recall. You know, it's somebody who, as the film goes on, you start to suspect more and more and more. And, you know, does he have 5 kids? Does he have 4 kids? Is he even married? Oh, no, he's a crazy mutant that works for the bad guy and wants to kill Arnold Schwarzenegger. That reveal is a whole lot of fun. I mean, Total Recall is a great, I'll even say, yeah, it's a great movie. And that is definitely one of the finer points of the film, seeing that, and it just adds on to it. I'm going to mention this again just because I feel like I have to. You know, we're going to talk about Star Wars. I wish we were talking about Star Trek, but everybody there is wholesome and nice and awesome. I mean, no, there are a few, but big betrayals. You got to talk Anakin betraying the Jedi, you know, killing the kids and going up against Obi-Wan and everything like that was a really big betrayal. Not really shocking because chronological release of things, you know, it's not that big of a thing, but it happened. It was a thing, and it was really, for the time, you know, even though people knew what was going to happen, they were still kind of shocked. One of my favorites, I mean, Godfather's my favorite, but another favorite is James Cromwell in L.A. Confidential. When we find out he's super corrupted, and when he takes out Kevin Spacey, and then Guy Pearce takes him out, and there's just one thing after another, and it just throws you for a loop. I think L.A. Confidential is a supremely underrated movie. But the way that people just start turning on each other and the dominoes start falling, that you really wouldn't see that again until The Departed, which, again, great betrayals. You had, where to start? You had Matt Damon betraying Leonardo DiCaprio by showing that he was actually in cahoots with Jack Nicholson. You have Jack Nicholson betraying Matt Damon, showing he's really in cahoots with the FBI. And as it went on, it just unfolded more and more and more until, you know, at the end, everybody was dead. But it was such a wonderful Scorsese movie. One of the more when I say classic, I don't mean timely classic. Like, it's not old, but just stands out as part of cinema history, along with the Indiana Jones one, has got to be Dennis Nedry, Wayne Knight Newman, whatever you want to call him, in Jurassic Park. You know, he's there, he's an IT guy, he's doing his stuff in the park and secretly stealing the embryos and doing everything he can, you know, to make money at, it doesn't matter, you know, at the expense of everybody. Whoever has to die or do whatever, it, as long as he gets paid, that's really all he cares about. And I think that's just wonderful. You know, it's really great. Going back to sci-fi, you know, talking about Blade Runner and stuff, in Aliens, Carter Burke, Paul Reiser, the way he's a horrible, scummy corporate man, it just, you know, you don't really like him anyway, but then he is willing to sacrifice everybody on board, everybody out there on the mission, just to get what he wants and get the embryo. And it, man, it sucks. Like, it's just super, super brutal. Probably the one that haunts everybody, the one that sticks with people, and for better or worse, we're going to see again this year, is going to be in The Lion King. When Scar, I mean, we know Scar's going to be the bad guy, but when he betrays Mufasa by throwing him into the stampede, that was just so crushing, and everybody just lost it. I mean, to this day, that's the scene that gets everybody, and everybody just breaks down on, because we knew Scar was a bad guy, but we didn't realize he was that bad. If you've ever seen Reservoir Dogs, Mr. Orange, which is an interesting betrayal because it's a betrayal for good, you know? He's trying to take down the bad guy. He betrays the bad guys to help and be good, and it doesn't really work out for him. But the last one we're going to talk about, and again, this is another one of my favorite ones that really put this guy on the map, that he dies all the time now. Sean Bean in GoldenEye, when he was Alec 006, you know, he betrays Bond and Queen and Country and becomes the villain of the film and tries to take over the GoldenEye weapon. It is super compelling, you know, because we'd always seen James Bond, we'd always seen 007, but seeing another agent, and even at that, a rogue agent, was something that really hadn't been explored in the James Bond universe. He'd always gone up against big bads and things, and I think really helped reinvent the franchise. And while it may not be the biggest, bestest betrayal, it's up there and probably had the most long-term standing effects, not only on James Bond, but Sean Bean. So it's we got to talk about it. But that's it. Those are our favorite betrayals. There was a lot. We went over like 20 right there. Let us know, though, what are some of your favorite betrayals in TV and movies? We didn't really dive into TV because TV is a completely different beast and medium. Listen to the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also on YouTube. Like everybody else, we have an email. You can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Love talking to everybody and hearing from everybody. Just hit us up on that. Make sure to check us out. If you do go to our Facebook page, you're going to get all sorts of cool contests and updates and news about some conventions we're doing, some live events we're doing, everything like that. So go check that out. But otherwise, that's going to do it for today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Don't it make you sad about it?